We're the 32nd pick in the 2018 NFL Draft. The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
With the 30th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select T.J. Watt, linebacker, Wisconsin.
With the 67th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Alvin Kamara, running back, Tennessee.
What up, Snapback fam? Welcome back to the NFL Draft Series presented by Snapback Sports. On this episode, I sat down with Javon Leak, running back, University of Maryland. Javon plays for my hometown Terps. He was also going into the draft with his teammate, Anthony McFarland. We talked about that relationship and then growing up as he's just a New Yorker. He is the epitome of a New Yorker. And then a really touching moment at the end where we get into his dad, who is in prison right now, but may finally get to see him on the playing field in just a few short months. So enjoy the interview and let's get it. This interview hits personal for me because I grew up in Maryland and I'm a big fan. So what's going on, Javon?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Not much. So I don't know if we should give him love. I don't know if you know him, but do you know Josh Woods?
Josh Woods, yeah. Yeah, I know Josh.
Josh and I went to high school together, and you know him as now a bigger player, safety, linebacker. But when we were in ninth grade, he literally weighed like 100 pounds, was this frail, skinny kid. So for me to see that, it's kind of been crazy, but it's funny that he's now a teammate of yours.
Yeah, I seen a picture of him back in ninth grade. He definitely looks skinny.
Yeah, I can't believe he's not playing pretty much linebacker for the Bears. But let's talk about you. So you are a running back for the Maryland Terps headed towards the NFL draft. You grew up in New York. What made you go to Maryland?
I grew up in New York in the Bronx, and then I had moved to North Carolina. So, you know, I was in the South. So I got the offer from Maryland. I took a visit. I just love the atmosphere, love the culture of it. So everything just played well with it, and it was close to North Carolina and New York, so both my families could just have a chance to come to the game. So everything just worked out when I took my visit.
So I'm in my notes that you are a big-time New Yorker. Like, that's your thing. You got the Yankees hats. Are you a Knicks fan, though?
No, I'm not a Knicks fan.
Oh, my God. Come on. Why not?
I'm a Bulls fan.
A Bulls?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Is that because of Michael Jordan or what?
Yeah, my father, he made me become a fan of Michael real, real early.
The greatest player of all time, right?
Nah, for sure.
Yeah. So you are going into the draft with a teammate of yours, a running back teammate of yours. I think that's really cool. Talk about what you and Anthony and that relationship has actually helped. I mean, most people see it as competition, but I'm sure there's been a ton of ability to like collaborate and learn and really improve both of your games.
Man, McFarland, he's my right-hand man. So even when we were college, we was with each other all the time, every day. He's my roommate. But, like, you know, me and Ant really know each other really well. So just having him through the process, like, at the combine, we were roommates. So just having him there, just knowing that we know we come from the same place and what we're doing it for is just motivation. And you know we're going to compete. That's just us. So, you know, we just looked at it as this is a blessing that we even here together, you know, just putting on for our family. So we kind of look at it that way. You know, through this whole process, we support each other. So it's just really cool to just have him there throughout the whole thing.
That's awesome. And then you went up to Indy for the combine, correct?
Yeah.
And so I was watching your tape. You're speedy. I feel like you could have... What happened on your 40-yard dash? Talk to me.
Man, I learned that 40 is really technique, you know?
Yeah.
So I didn't really have my technique down. I was really tight. I didn't really get a chance to get really loose. So it was a lot of things that went into that. But everybody keeps saying that, like, game field doesn't match that. So at Pro Day, I'm going to definitely get a better time, you know, show these scouts that I'm actually fast and not a 4-6 guy. So
Just
playing the technique and just, you know, getting really loose before you run.
If literally anyone watches a single clip, like, they can see that you have that speed. But what I think is kind of cool is, like, all right, you didn't run the greatest 40 time. And there's all these doubts about, okay, he averaged 7 yards per carry. He averaged a touchdown every 9 times he touched the ball. But he didn't have a ton of touches or whatever. Like, I think it's just crazy to me that people could watch you play, see your explosiveness, and your ability to run the football and return the ball. And then it's just because they're always going to come up with different excuses.
How much do you listen and try to actually fix those things that scouts and teams are looking for versus just knowing, yeah, like, let me get on the field and I'll prove myself?
You know, I look at it this way, you know, film speaks for itself. Film doesn't lie. So, you know, you cut on the film, you can see what I could do. Yeah, I had little touches, but I'm healthy. I came out of college, you know, 100% with no injuries. So, you know, I feel like I could last in the league, you know, for a long time. A lot of other guys, you know, they have a bunch of carries. It's a lot on their bodies, but, you know, I'm fresh. I didn't have the opportunity to get all those carries, but I still did what I could with the opportunity. So, you know, just when I listen to these scouts, I definitely take in the information, but at the same time, like I said, you could cut on a film and just look for yourself.
Were there any running backs at the combine that you were really impressed by, or any good tips or tricks they kind of gave to you?
Man, all the backs I was there with, were everybody was good. You know, it was actually pretty cool to see all the different guys that I watched on TV, mm-hmm, just being at the combine with them, just doing drills with them. So I think that was pretty cool. You know, you've seen a lot of guys, learned a lot of stuff about a lot of guys. So every running back I was with was really talented, though. So that was pretty cool.
So I saw some NFL comparisons for you. Tevin Coleman was a name that was thrown around, which I think, I mean, he was running in the Super Bowl. That's pretty cool. But was there a specific running back that you modeled your game after, maybe growing up or once you got into college or as you head into the league?
Man, I always try to play like, you know, I like old school players and a little new school. So obviously we used to watch Eric Dickerson and like, mm-hmm, Adrian Peterson. You know, those guys, you know, they were taller backs, you know, long legs like Eric Dickerson. So I always used to watch those guys. But like guys like today, I love watching Le'Veon Bell, you know, the way he's pacing through the hole and stuff like that. But I really try to make my game after AP and Eric Dickerson.
Okay.
That's the guys I like.
Yeah, those aren't bad guys to model your game after. There's a pretty good running back and then also a running quarterback just down the road from you in Baltimore. What are your thoughts on what do you see from like Lamar Jackson as a runner in a role as a quarterback?
Man, I watched Lamar since he was in high school. You know, that dude is ridiculous. He's been doing the same thing his whole career. So, you know, those guys down there, me and my father grew up a Ravens fan, so you know, I'm a big Ray Lewis guy. So, like, I always used to keep up with the Ravens, but Lamar is doing a great job up there, you know, so Lamar's just a great player. And Mark Ingram, I seen him at the combine, you know, great guy, a freaking baller. So, you know, just seeing those guys do what they do is motivation.
Yeah. Fun fact, I actually, when I was like 8, 9, and 10, I went to Ray Lewis's birthday party. So I'm also a big fan of those guys. So what's it like returning kicks? Because I saw some clips from you and I feel you've earned the respect, obviously, from your coaches. But there were some times where you caught that ball deep in the end zone. And I've seen way too many times where guys get tackled inside their own 20, inside their own 25, and coaches go crazy. So when you're making a decision, it's easy. If someone kicks it to the goal line, you're running that out, obviously. But when that ball is like 6 yards deep, is it a, like, we need good field position? How do you kind of decide?
Man, if my coach doesn't tell me to stay in the end zone, I'm taking it out. I'm trying to get every opportunity I can because I just feel like I can make a play at any time. So anytime that ball touches my hand, I'm going to try to make a play. So unless my coach, you know, tells me right before we go out, you know, stay, to keep this one in, you know, take a knee, I'll be like, okay, coach. But other than that, if I don't get that, it's a clear green light to just, you know, take it out and just do what you do, try to make a play.
Did they give you instruction this year? Like maybe when you were a freshman or sophomore, but did they give you any instruction this year to stay in the end zone at any point?
Yeah, this year, you know, a couple times, they told me to just, you know, keep it in there, especially if it's too deep, like too deep. So, you know, every time he told me that, I listened to him, I took a knee. Any other time, you know, I never really got told anything. Just, you know, do what you do.
Is there any time where maybe you didn't listen to your coach?
In my sophomore year, I tried to, like, he told me to, you know, fair catch it. And I tried to do, like, a fake fair catch against O-State. And I ran it. I kind of like put my arm up just a little bit, but not too much. And the ref didn't see it. So that kind of worked a little bit. But that was the only time. Every other time I listened to him. You know, sometimes just in a moment of it, it's just like, dang. But, you know, definitely got to listen to your coach. So
I got you. So you're a big New Yorker. I mean, you just love it. Do you ever come back up here?
I haven't been in like probably a year and a half. But I definitely come up there and see my family, but I definitely got to get back up there. It's just everything's been a little busy. So the minute I get some time, I'm going to definitely go back up there.
You know, yeah. So you rooted for the Ravens growing up a little. You love New York. I know you've probably been trained by coaches and marketing and agents and all that, but is there a team that you would, let's say, prefer to be picked by?
Man, any team. You know, any team is good. I don't even care who it is. You know, just have an opportunity to be in the lead is just a blessing itself. So any team would be freaking great.
Totally. What do you think is going to separate you from other backs who are going to be around where you're projected?
I feel like, you know, just not even with kick return or just at running back, I play all four phases of special teams. You know, I did it while I was at Maryland at some point. So, you know, I'm versatile. You know, I could be used in a lot of ways. So I just feel like any special teams, I could be on it. And, you know, returning kicks, I feel like that just, you know, makes it even better just to show my versatility.
I mean, listen, I'm in agreement with you. Don't get me wrong. all right. So when you were in Indy, did you happen to take the Wunderlich test?
I think I did. We took so many freaking sight tests and just different testing and stuff like that. But I definitely think I did take the
Oh, so there's a bunch of different tests.
Yeah, it's a bunch of different tests.
Isn't that the fun part about playing sports and football? Is like they're not supposed to test you anymore. Like that's school, right?
I wasn't expecting that. So that was a big surprise for me.
All right. Well, we think the Wunderlich test is a joke because it doesn't help you. So we created a much more important test that we want to quiz you on. And we're going to compare your results to other draft prospects. And it's going to be a true determiner of who's going to be most successful in the league. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, we do
it. Okay. So Kris Jenner had a bunch of kids. They're known as the Kardashians and Jenners, right?
Yeah.
If you dated each of the girls for 6 months each, how long would it take you to date them all?
Okay, can I ask you a question back?
Like, you can ask me a question, and I'll let you know if I can answer it or not.
All right, you say how many kids you got or daughters?
Well, that's what you would have to figure out. That's more the tough part of the question. It's your pop culture knowledge, which is super important in the league.
Okay, Kardashian, you said 6 months a piece?
Yep.
I'm going to say 18.
Okay. So there's the three Kardashian girls and then the two Jenner girls. So it would take you 30 months, 2.5 years. Let me give you advice though. You're not going to want to date any of them. moving on. Is avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
Avocado is a freaking, I'm going to go with fruit.
Okay, there we go. We got one on the board. This one gives people problems, but don't be worried. If you have $1 for every country, how many Big Macs could you buy?
$1 for every country?
Yep. Trust me, I had no clue how many countries there were. So
I think Big Mac is more than a dollar, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's the mathematics part of our test.
I could probably buy like three. Nah, these questions are tough. I ain't gonna lie. I'll probably say like, oh man.
Throw out a number, any number.
20 Big Macs? I don't know.
Okay. It's about 50, but that's not too far off. All right. What's heavier, 1,000 pounds of bricks or 1,000 pounds of feathers?
1,000 pounds of bricks.
No, they're the same. 1,000 pounds each. That one's a tough one. All right. This one's actually pivotal for you to know. All right. So when you're in the locker rooms, you're going to need to know this. What's longer, an NFL football or a $5 foot long?
The NFL football.
NFL football is 11.
No, I'm going with the sandwich.
Okay, all right, that's correct. So the one debate on this is an NFL ball is 11 inches, but there was actually a lawsuit out on the footlong that it was only 10 inches, but for the sake of the question, we're saying a footlong is 12 inches because that's what they advertise, so we'll give you that one. All right, this is a tricky one. Don't get tripped up. Think about it. Some months have 31 days. Others have 30 days. How many months have 28 days?
February.
All the months have 28 days.
Oh, man. I like that.
All right, you're running a race. You pass a guy in third place. What place are you now in?
You're running a race. You pass a guy in third place. What place are you in? I don't want to, a second. Just, it makes it sound too easy if I just say second.
You're right. You have think about it. Think about it. What place were you in before? If you're right behind third.
Oh, you're in third now.
There we go. Okay. See, this is what I want to see. I want to see you you continue to succeed. This one, I swear, is the hardest test question on the whole test. Spell 12. No one's gotten this right.
Can you repeat the question?
Spell 12, like 10th, 11th, 12th.
Okay. I hate spelling, man.
Yeah, trust me. Everyone does.
Okay. It is. Okay. T.
Yep.
T W E L V. You get that?
It's T W E L F T H. I swear no one can get that one. Because 12 is with the V and then 12, I don't know where the F comes from. All right. Last one. A monkey, squirrel, and a giraffe are racing to the top of a coconut tree. Who will get to the banana first?
The monkey.
I mean, that makes the most sense to me, but unfortunately, there's no bananas on a coconut tree.
Oh, man.
So, I don't know if that prepared you for the league, but we like to think that it might have. So, we will let you know your grade at a later time. But thank you for participating in our Wonderlic joke test. I do have some other questions for you. Do you have a pregame meal of choice?
Yeah.
What
they usually feed us. Like at Maryland, they always had different stuff. Had like spaghetti, you know, chicken, bread, salad, you know, just things like that.
I gotcha. And is there anything, if you got a contract in the NFL, is there something you would have your eye on in terms of your first purchase?
Probably something for my mother, for sure.
Yeah.
If that was a car, a house, whatever it is, something.
That's awesome. I think I know just from doing my research, she's had a big impact in your life, and so has your dad. What would that mean in terms of your dad getting the opportunity to one day maybe see you play in the NFL?
Man, it's gonna be the best day. He hasn't really had a chance to really see my career, you know, due to circumstances. But once he gets out and he gets a chance to see me play, that's gonna be a real big step for me. And, you know, I know he's going to be proud to see me on the field. So,
yeah.
Hopefully that comes up this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Just like I've been thinking about that moment ever since I was aware that we were going to be talking to you. And I can't even imagine how special of a day that'll be for both of you guys, which I think is really cool. That's what it's all about.
Nah, for sure, man. For sure.
Awesome. So what do you like to do off the field?
I'm a big like Madden 2K player.
Are you? Like, okay.
Yeah,
Xbox
sure.
or PS4?
PS4.
Okay. I'm more of an Xbox guy. I don't know why there's a rivalry there. Like, I feel like everyone thinks if someone plays PlayStation or Xbox, like, you have to hate the other. Like, I've played both. Yeah. They're both fine. I just prefer Xbox.
Yeah, no, I prefer PlayStation, man. I ain't gonna lie.
So what about if you got the chance to be in Madden? Would that be cool for you?
Yeah, man. I always thought about that since a little kid. Like, one day I could be in this game. So once I see that, I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, everyone creates themselves in the game, but there might be a day very soon where you're actually in the game. But what do you think? What do you think they're going to do with your rating? You think they're going to lowball you?
Yeah, probably, but I know my feet. They're probably going to give me my speed up, especially if I get my 40 down in pro day. I feel like they're going to give me a good speed. So, I don't know. You never know what the Madden ratings. A lot of NFL players even are upset with their ratings.
Yeah, exactly. Who do you like to use right now in Madden?
Lamar Jackson.
He's that good. But he's kind of a cheat code in the game, no?
Nah, he is. But they make him fumble a lot. I don't know why. They make him fumble. Like, they make all quarterbacks fumble. But when he's running the ball, like, they make him fumble. I don't know why. Act like he fumbles in real life.
Do you guys play like between teammates?
Yeah, I play with my brothers on the team all the time.
Who's the best player on the team at Madden? Are you the best?
Nah, McFarlane's the best. He's not on the team no more, but McFarlane's definitely the best Madden player I played against.
Listen, that was honest and very nice of you to say, so I respect that for
sure.
What about in 2K?
I probably give it to Teon. Town Sweet Davis, the other running back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to give it to him. He's okay. Like that.
And who's your 2K team? The Knicks?
No, sir. My 2K team, I like the Clippers. I like Paul George.
I think they're going to win it all this year. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think so. That Western Conference Finals is going to be a show.
That's going to be special. Final question. If there was any running back currently in the league that could be your mentor, who do you think you would want that to be?
Ooh, that's a good one. Dang, that's a good one. Todd Gurley.
Okay.
I like Todd Gurley. You know, he's been dominating for so long. He's in a good situation. He's a good guy. So, you know, I would definitely, you know, want to learn a lot from that guy. Just how he dominates the league every year and just the things that he does.
What do you think happened, in your personal opinion, between he was so dominant 2 years ago and then last year, you know, no one really knows what the drop off might have been from. What do you think happened as a running back yourself?
You know, just your body probably wearing down. Could be so many things, probably dealing with something mentally. So that running back, we do definitely take a lot of hits. So, you know, you just got to keep up with your body. So me personally, I just think it's injuries that, you know, probably the whole world doesn't know about, but can't just drop down like that. So I definitely think, especially not Todd Gurley, so I definitely think, you know, it's injuries probably.
Yep. All right, cool. Well, I want the audience to be able to find you on social media. So can you tell me, well, first of all, are you a Twitter or Instagram guy?
I'm an Instagram guy.
Yeah, Instagram's fun.
Yeah.
But where can people find you?
All right, Instagram, my ad name is jleek20, and my Twitter ad is ny_king20.
I told y'all he's really a New York guy, but we got to get him on the Knicks bandwagon.
Nah, I can't do that. Can't do that.
All right, Javon. Well, thank you. Best of luck to you. Welcome. So the listeners are part of the Snapback fam because we're all family. So welcome to the fam, and we're all going to be rooting for you in the league. And, you know, just go out and crush it, man.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for having me, man.
Appreciate it. Talk to you soon. Thank you guys for listening to that interview with Javon Leak. Javon is going to be a superstar running back and returner at the next level. I cannot wait to see who picks him up. Maybe my hometown Ravens. We'll see. We'll see. Stay tuned for more from our NFL Draft Series. This was the Snapback Sports Pod.